This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Farmers use different kinds of soil conservation methods to protect their land from damage by farming and the forces of nature. One important form of soil conservation is the use of windbreaks. Windbreaks are barriers formed by trees and other plants with many leaves. Farmers plant them in lines around their fields. Windbreaks stop the wind from blowing soil away. They also keep the wind from destroying or damaging crops. They are very important for growing grains such as wheat. There have been studies done on windbreaks in parts of West Africa, for example. These found that grain harvests can be 20% higher in fields protected by windbreaks compared to fields without such protection. However, windbreaks seem to work best when they allow a little wind to pass through. If the wall of trees and plants stops wind completely, then violent air motions will take place close to the ground. These motions will lift soil into the air where it will be blown away. For this reason, a windbreak is best if it has only 60 to 80% of the trees and plants needed to make a solid line. An easy rule to remember is that windbreaks can protect areas up to 10 times the height of the tallest trees in the windbreak. There should be at least 2 lines in each windbreak. One line should be large trees. The second line, right next to it, can be shorter trees and other plants with leaves. Locally grown trees and plants are best for windbreaks. Windbreaks not only protect land and crops from the wind, they can also provide wood products. These include wood for fuel and longer pieces for making fences. You can get more information about windbreaks and other forms of soil conservation from the group Volunteers in Technical Assistance. VITA is part of Enterprise Works VITA on the web at enterpriseworks.org. Internet users can read and listen to our reports at voaspecialenglish.com. And if you have a question, write to VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Or send email to special@voanews.com and make sure to include your name and where you are from. We might be able to answer your question on the air, but we cannot answer questions personally. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Gary Garriott. I'm Steve Ember.